Chapter 2. Sheep. The first night, I slept on the sand 1,000 miles from any land with people. I was more isolated than a sailor on a raft in the middle of the ocean. So you can imagine my surprise, when a funny little voice woke me up in the morning. It said, "Please, draw me a sheep." "What? Draw me a sheep?" I jumped to my feet, as if I was hit by lightning. I looked around, and I saw a very unusual little man, who was looking at me very seriously. This is the best picture of him, which I later was able to make. But my picture, of course, is much less fascinating than the original model. It's not my mistake. I was stopped in my career as a painter by the adults at the age of 6. And I never learned to draw anything, except snakes from the outside, and snakes from the inside. I looked at this little man with my eyes full of surprise. Don't forget, that I was 1,000 miles from any land with people. It was interesting to see, that this little man didn't look tired, hungry, thirsty, or scared. He didn't look like a child, who was lost in the middle of the desert, 1,000 miles from any land with people. When I finally managed to speak, I said to him, "What are you doing here?" He repeated, very slowly, and very seriously, "Please, draw me a sheep." It was all strange to me. I was 1,000 miles from any place with people. I was in danger of death, but I took a piece of paper, and a pen, out of my pocket. I wanted to draw him a picture. Then I remembered that I mostly studied geography, history, maths, and grammar, and I told the little man that I did not know how to draw. He said, "It doesn't matter. Draw me a sheep." But I never drew a sheep. So I drew him one of only 2 pictures, which I was able to draw. It was a big snake from the outside. And I was shocked to hear the little man say, "No, no, no. I don't want an elephant inside a big snake. A big snake is a very dangerous animal, and an elephant takes a lot of space. Where I live, everything is very small. I need a sheep. Draw me a sheep." So then, I made a picture. He looked at it carefully, then he said, "No. This sheep is already very ill. Make me another." So I made another picture. My friend smiled gently at me, "You have to see it too. This is not a sheep. It's a ram. It has horns." So then, I made another picture. But, it wasn't good either. "This sheep is too old. I want a sheep, which will live a long time." At that moment, my patience was gone. Because I was in a hurry to start repairing my engine, I quickly drew this picture. And I said, "That's a box. The sheep, which you want, is inside." I was very surprised, when I saw the light in the face of the young man, this is exactly how I wanted it. "Do you think that the sheep will need a lot of grass?" "Why?" "Because, where I live, everything is very small. I believe that there will be enough grass for it. I gave you a very small sheep." He looked closely at the picture. "It is not very small. Look. It is sleeping now." And this is how I met the little prince.